Moment all week long. You throw on your favorite Dolphins jersey, pack the coolers into the car, load up the kids, and hit the road. No matter how many times you do it, when you drive up to Sun Life Stadium, you get that feeling of excitement like it was your first Dolphins game. Between tailgating, spending time with family and friends, and seeing the game live, Miami Dolphins football is creating moments every game day. Get your tickets today at Dolphins.com. Be the home field advantage.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with our final segment. My phone is blowing up. People all want that Jaguar. So, Larry, we got some guys that want a Jaguar. We got ladies that want Jaguars. I got to get them out to the auto show so we can get them a test drive. Maybe Peter can take them the way he took me. We're on now with Tarek Maddox. He is a BS in exercise physiology. That means he's an exercise physiologist. He worked with the Jets. We'll talk slow for the Jets fans out there. And now we're going to talk about what your personal trainer can do for you to help you improve your life on a daily basis. Tarek Maddox, welcome back. Dave, what's going on? Dave. All right. Well, Tarek is gone. Tarek is gone. What, try him again? Is he on? There he is. Dave, would you please get a lozenge for that board you're working on? It's obviously sick. All right, Tarek. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. And yourself, Jim?
I am on fire. I would even say I am cooking like hot grease. How about you, buddy?
I know that you are, and you know I am as well, Jim.
Oh, listen, man, you are the son of positive energy. You radiate it. Now, let's talk a little bit about what a person's personal trainer can do to help them stay on top of their game, because I got to tell you, my life's changed in the 6 months we've been working together.
Definitely, Jim, definitely.
So what can the, is he out there?
I'm here.
So Tarek, tell me, as a trainer, what is it that you bring to the table that helps people stay on top of their game so they can better perform at work? It's keeping that extra edge.
All right, number one is definitely you got to be into it mentally. You just can't get lazy. You can't get, can't get down on yourself. You just got to have that energy at all times, or even if you're feeling down or out. You got to continue to push yourself and want to just feel better, get better circulation in your blood while at work. And, you just got to do something. You got to get up off the couch. You got to get up every other hour or so at work. You got to keep yourself moving.
Now, wait a minute. You said get up every hour or so at work and keep yourself moving. There's two kinds of people in my office. People that never get up and people that walk around. Now, the people that never get up wait for people to come to them. Now, that's a completely different socialization issue. But those people should get up and walk around just to get rid of what I refer to as stadium butt.
Definitely got to get up out of your seat every other hour. So, like I said, Jim, and just, stand mobile all the time. Stand mobile.
Now, Tarek, what are some things that people can do at the office to keep their mental focus? Are there some easy little stretches or exercises that might come in handy for them?
Of course, yeah. Definitely taking a nice 5 or 10 minute brisk walk, just staying flexible. You do some light stretches on the wall, like I show you all the time, back against the wall, lifting your knees into your chest, some upper rotational stuff with the upper body. Just kind of staying flexible a little bit so you don't get too stiff while at work or sitting down hours and hours at a time. You got to keep yourself, moving.
Now, I want to switch topics on you. I didn't warn you about this. I'm just going to get you from out of nowhere.
I'm ready. Let's go.
Frank Gore is one of the top running backs in the NFL. What's something that Frank Gore does during his workout that I could do during mine?
Well, we always do breathing techniques and stretching. We do static stretching, ballistic stretching, which you also have incorporated into your workouts that we do, Jim. So you're pretty much doing the very first phase of our workout. You're doing that as well. So you do some of the things that I do with Frank Gore.
Okay, well, that's great. Now, Tarek, we've been talking about how you work Frank Gore out, you work Lamar Miller out. We've talked that you can do some, I guess it's ballistic and static stretching with me that's sort of similar to them. Is there anything somebody can do at home to start getting themselves off the couch, or is it better to work as a team with somebody else? Because I have found, and I'm just going to answer my own question because you know I do that anyway. Yes. I found that I have not been hurt since we've been working out. I'm always under control when we're working out, and the closest that I've gotten so far to being injured is when I went a little bit over the top when you weren't there to watch. So really, it seems to me the most important thing that a personal trainer can do is make sure you keep your technique and you keep yourself, and I'm going to use one of them sports terms, that you stay within yourself.
Yes, definitely. Basically, they can invest in a stability ball, which run you about anywhere from $12 to $17, sometimes more, sometimes a little bit cheaper, if you're lucky. Start sitting on that every now and again just to get your hips kind of moving north, east, south, and west. You can do some light stretches on it. You can even do some, I call them lazy crunches, where you kind of lie down on the stability ball and get yourself moving in the crunch position. That way, the stability ball kind of supports the back if you're one of those sedentary lifestyle individuals who is not used to doing crunches, say on a floor or in a gym or wherever. So you just kind of want to get yourself in the workout mode somehow, some way or another.
So you're not supposed to give out my personal stuff that I do on my own, like the stability ball, man. Don't give them my stability ball tricks.
That we do to get you in the best shape of your life.
Listen, I got to tell you is that people have been coming up. This is no BS. People have been coming up to me now and asking me if I'm losing more weight. And the fact of the matter is, I'm not losing any weight anymore. I'm redistributing it, and it's getting a little more dense. And I got to tell you, I got a whole bunch of pants that I had taken in when I lost the 40 pounds a while back with Victor Franks. I got to take them in again, and it's not because I'm losing weight. What's going on, Tarek?
Well, you're losing answers, Jim, and you're starting to tone a lot better. You're looking better. You're starting to get that muscle definition that we want now in this phase of your life. We're not in a big rush. Our main goal is to keep you fit for life and to keep you healthy and not injured.
Yeah, well, that's the main thing, is to not get injured, because if I got injured, then I'd stop. And I think that the most important thing that we've done over the 6 or 7 months that we've been working together is to continue to build on the momentum. We took about a week off at the middle of the summer just for my body to recuperate. It's probably getting close to time to take another week off, but that doesn't mean you can't come over. That just means we're going to sit in the hot tub the whole time.
That's right, and keep ourselves going, Jeff. And you're also eating better, too, Jim. You're making better choices, too, Jim. I realize that.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you so much. Now, if people want to see what we've been doing and the progress we've been making, they can check my timeline out on Twitter by looking at Jim Fried or at Fried on Business. If people want to get a hold of you, Tarek, how do they do that?
They can simply follow me on Twitter, which is at Tarek Maddox, or they simply can give me a ring on my personal cell. I don't have an issue with that. Area code 786-278-5584.
Now, Tarek, I know that you really don't have a lot of time, you know, that you can allocate to people. Is it possible? What would be the first couple of things that you do? We've only got about a minute left. Dave, is that a minute left in the show or a minute left in the segment? In the show? Well, Tarek, I got to go and thank everybody. I'll see you Saturday, buddy. I want to thank, oh, golly, Dave, we've just had a messy show. Thank you so much, Tat. We really appreciate it.
Okay, the stopwatch has ended, Jim. You know how we do with the stopwatch.
The stopwatch has ended.
Time is up.
Time is up. I will see you Saturday as we continue to get hashtag fit for life.